Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lindsey Graham, y'all. It's a funny guy. Lindsey Graham, victim. Ah, yeah, victim of Jack Smith. Poor baby. Yeah, he got spied on. And he's mad. He's very, very mad. And he wants you to know that he is a victim. Yeah, he's all over the place claiming to be a victim, in fact. But a victim of who? You're going to love this one. Who is Lindsey Graham a victim of? Well, the evil Jack Smith, right? Who illegally spied on him? That's who. So unfair. Yeah. Jack Smith, who's he? He's that guy who conducted essentially that inquisition on Trump, right? That bogus investigation they terrorized Trump with. Who paid for that? Because it was a separate line item in the budget. I remember talking about it at the time. Who paid for that? Yeah, you did. Who voted to fund it? That'd be Lindsey Graham. Wait. Lindsey Graham is on television whining because he's a victim of Jack Smith when he funded Jack Smith's terror campaign against Trump? Yes, he did. He voted for that. He doesn't mention that here, though, oddly.
Do you think that crosses a line between the Justice Department being independent from the executive branch?
I think our Justice Department, in the hands of Biden, crossed every line there is to cross.
You funded
it. Within 3 days of announcing he was going to run for president in 2024, he did that in 2022.
But what about Trump?
He had 91 indictments.
What about Trump?
Yeah. Now, I think the grand jury's going to take care of this, but you didn't care any about this. You didn't care that Letitia James made up charges that no one's ever faced.
But Senator Biden Bragg never made publicly up charges called no one for ever Trump faced. To be indicted.
He had 90. Biden regretted that they didn't do it before the election. Jack Smith surveilled my phone records and 8 other senators. Jack Smith introduced his brief against Trump October the 24th before the 2024 election, violating every protocol just to politicize the election. So this may bother you that people are being held accountable. It doesn't bother me one damn bit.
Yeah. I was just dying watching this. So to recap, Lindsey Graham, while inserting the knife into Trump's back, something he's pretty famous for doing, voted to fund Jack Smith's investigation into Donald Trump in September 2025. Jack Smith, knowing a chump when he sees one, real uniparty chump, is like, this Lindsey Graham guy's a fool. I'm a spy on him too. He funded it. So now he's running around doing television commercials. Well, interviews that are practically television commercials. Look at me. I'm a victim of the deep state. See, I must be one of the good guys. You funded it, fool. You know what this is? This is a really teachable moment right here. Okay? And the only reason Lindsey Graham's doing any of this is because he's currently polling, or at least was earlier this year, at 43%. That's not good. If you're the incumbent senator, you can be beaten. This is a learning moment. When you vote to fund the political persecution of a guy you claim is your friend, Wouldn't you love to have a friend like Lindsey Graham? You ever had one of those? Knife right in the back. When you vote to fund the political persecution of Donald Trump, Mr. Graham, your own political persecution becomes possible. See, I know what you think. I'm part of the club. They'll never come for me. I'm a good little boy. I pass on the $50 million to persecute Donald Trump, and I'm well-behaved. They'll never put me in prison. They'll never spy on me. Oh. So as he's on TV whining about how he's a victim, just remember, he funded it. And he wanted it for Donald Trump. He got a heaping hope in himself. What a fool. What a fool. Reminds me of the cadet party, Russian Revolution. They thought they could fund the Marxists. They thought they could donate to their campaigns of terror. They thought they had basically a Black Lives Matter style operation. They thought it was protection money. They'd be okay. Look up what happened to the cadet party during the Russian Revolution. Some of them survived by fleeing the country. The rest are dead. That's how it goes. So, Lindsey Graham is learning in real time what happens when you vote to fund the Uniparty's inquisition against Donald Trump, when you vote to fund Jack Smith, and then he turns it on you and spies on you. And you know what, folks? Not just Lindsey Graham, 92 organizations that make up the backbone of the grassroots of the Republican movement in the United States of America and the conservative movement, including Charlie Kirk. And now he wants you to think he's a victim. What a joke. By the way, during that same quarter, he also voted to fund a brand new headquarters for the FBI, knowing they were persecuting Donald Trump. Ah, yeah, shiny new headquarters. So if you're wondering why he never appears on the show, it's because I'd ask him about stuff like that. And he knows it. Can't survive it because he did it. By the way, my husband pointed this out. He said, you know what's weird? And I went, oh my gosh, you're right. We've never seen a door knocker for Lindsey Graham, and we've certainly never seen his advertisements come out this early. Could be because he's pulling at 43%. That's really sad for an incumbent. That's a beatable incumbent. Then a weird thing happened over the weekend. Person showed up at our house. This kid, nice kid, black kid, knocking on the door, wanted to tell me how great Lindsey Graham is. I was very nice. I couldn't resist. I just wanted to find out if he actually knew anything about Lindsey Graham. He didn't. I didn't have a clue about anything about Lindsey Graham. He's just paid to knock on the door. That's so sad. So sad. I had a door knocker for Lee Bright come by my house. He wouldn't pay. This guy was, though. Lindsey has to pay people to knock doors here? Sad. Anyway, you notice Lindsey Graham and Donald Trump don't really hang out much anymore? That's why. Trump knows. Lindsey funded all the lawfare against him. And when he got ensnared in it himself, because Jack Smith's like, oh, this chump, he'll vote for anything. I'm going to surveil him too. See if I could take him down. And Charlie Kirk. And all of these Republican organizations. And the RNC. And the Republican Attorneys General Association. Why not? Lindsey Graham probably funded. What a moron. And folks, I'm not even mad. I feel sorry for the guy. He thinks these people are his friends and he's one of them. And yet when he goes to where his real friend should be, in his hometown, his home county of Pickens, even standing by Trump's side, he's booed. Wouldn't want that to be my legacy in life. It's just sad.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.